on today's top stories, starting at 6 with PM Tampa Bay on News Radio WFLA.
It's 6:52, and our next guest is Nikki Platt, and Nikki's a fashion stylist and thrifter extraordinaire, I'm reading this, at Suncoast Hospice Resale Shops. And I want to make sure Natalie gets some of this, because when it comes to fashions and stuff like that, Aaron and I are, forget it.
We're going to break it down. It's okay, Jack.
Okay. Well, I'm reading one line here, Nikki, that says, I guess what people are wearing, linens, sweatshorts, baby doll dresses, neon colors, bucket hats, and puff sleeves are among the big trends. That would be women, I hope.
It would be, well, first of all, hi, good morning. Yes, it would be women, but also things like linen can also translate to the men's fashions. Also, neon green has been a huge trend this summer. And again, that's something that maybe if a man is a little bit more courageous in his fashion efforts, could also partake in those kind of trends. Absolutely.
Oh, I am courageous. How is the COVID-19, how has this all changed, really, the trends?
I think it's changed the trends in regards to that people, so like, A, I think people, because they're doing Zoom meetings or Zoom conferences or Zoom happy hours, they're kind of like party on top and casual on the bottom, which is why I think linen is so great, especially in the Florida heat. You could do a great linen top that looks, you know, Zoom meeting appropriate, but then you could also maybe wear some sweat shorts or linen shorts on the bottom and still be comfortable, but be out of your yoga pants or sweatpants or out of jeans. That people, you know, can see that you're, well, A, people won't see that you're comfortable because you're only from the waist, from the chest up, but you can also be comfortable maybe afterwards or going to walk your dog or walk on the beach, things like that. And then that's what the bucket hat too comes in to play as a big trend, because I mean, we all need that sun protection in the Florida sun. So it's a cute way to kind of add some coverage for the sun.
Do you notice that people aren't buying as many dress clothes, maybe like suits, nice dresses, even work attire?
I definitely think, yes, I think people are buying a lot more blouses because of the whole Zoom meeting situation, which is why I think trends like also like the Bermuda short is a very great trend. So like things like sleeve detail and puff sleeve are great, but then you can also add a Bermuda short because, again, no one's going to see that you're in shorts. But maybe like I've done a few Zoom meetings and I feel weird, like even though I know they can't see that I'm wearing sweatpants, I feel weird about it. So I will actually put on, you know, at least like a semi-nice, you know, maybe a nice short or just something. So in case they do see it, I'm not like here in my sweatpants. So, but yeah, I do think people are buying less suits, less dresses, and a lot of nicer blouses because it does look more professional if they're on a Zoom meeting.
Yeah, guys like us just wear t-shirts and jeans,
or worse.
or shorts.
I definitely will say it's been nice doing radio today because I didn't have to stress about what I was going to wear because nobody can see it. So that was kind of nice.
Well, that works out. And, of course, we're talking about the Suncoast Hospice Resale Shops, which helps to support the Suncoast Hospice.
Absolutely. So there's three locations, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, and Countryside. And the donations and the purchases that are made benefit families and patients in Pinellas County. So it's a great cause to either send donations or even make purchases. So you're helping out families here in the area. And then also we are celebrating National Thrift Shop Day, which is August 17th. But instead of having just one big sale day, they're going to have the whole 50% off sale the whole week of August 12th through the 19th. So that's a really great event as well.
Well, the Suncoast Hospice is a fantastic organization. And Nikki Platt, thank you for joining us this morning on AM Tampa Bay.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. I think Natalie should have done that whole interview.